Cuyahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. A little backed up tonight. You're going to have around an 8:45 tip-off between Sylacauga and Clay Central, with a lot at stake tonight. If the Aggies win, they are the one seed in the area tournament. They will clinch tonight. Well, they will clinch and then host the area tournament at Douglas Martin Court in a couple of weeks. If Clay Central wins, Alex Bauman, there's a three-way tie for first between Sylacauga, Clay Central, and Briarwood. But we know the Aggies want to take care of business tonight on the road.
Sylacauga's played in a lot of big games this year. Last week playing in the Big Schools Championship, unfortunately losing to Lincoln on that buzzer beater from Braden Collins. They played tons of other high-profile programs throughout the year, but I think the biggest game of all is tonight against Clay Central. You said what's on the stake tonight, Jeremy. The one seed in the area tournament, hosting that area tournament. Sylacauga did that last year, won the entire thing. Home court advantage is key in that. And then you also avoid playing Briarwood or Clay Central in that first-round matchup. Shelby County's stuck in that four-seed slot, not having won a single area game. Tonight, a lot at stake. You get a few days of rest for Sylacauga after a tumultuous last few weeks. I think it was a needed rest for these Aggies. You could tell against Lincoln and against Winterboro the week prior, their legs were struggling a little bit.
Yeah, coming off an emotional loss, a tough loss in the county big school championship last Thursday to Lincoln. A game where the Aggie defense played pretty well. Buckets were just tough to come by, and then a buzzer beater for Lincoln to propel Lincoln to the Super Championship, where they eventually fell in a lopsided loss against the Childersburg Tigers. Alex Bauman, yeah, you look at how this game played out at home a couple weeks ago, and you would say, okay, the Aggies might fare well, but man, Clay Central's playing much better basketball, number one. But number two, things have just not gone well for the Aggies the last couple years in Lineville, Alabama.
I'm convinced the gym is cursed. The football field's cursed. Something is up in Clay Central. Sylacauga has not had good luck dating back to last year when Sylacauga had one of their best years in recent memory, 30-4 on the season, one loss being to Viger in the state championship. But one of the other four losses, or other three losses, was against Clay Central at Clay Central. It was Sylacauga's only loss in the area all of last year, including the area tournament. Something is up in that gym. It's like Jordan Hare down on the plains. That place is cursed.
Yeah, Sylacauga going to try to break that here tonight, win a regular season area crown, and make sure that they host the area tournament. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's tip-off on the other side of this break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Back courtside as we get set to bring you for the second time this season, Sylacauga and Clay Central. Both these teams will be 4A next year. Alex Bauman with the new HSAA reclassification dropping last Friday. As we're getting those starting lineups, they're going to move this game along tonight. You can guarantee it. It's 8:45 and we haven't tipped yet. For the Aggies, your starting five, C.J. Corbin, Eric, Tristan Whetstone, and Josh Spear. Pretty familiar starting five for the Aggies. One guy we did talk about, we need to see play a little bit better basketball, is Eric O'Neill. We know he has it in, and we saw it in the Final Four. Was maybe the best scorer for the Aggies in a lot of games last year. Lately, he's been on a little bit of a downstretch, Alex Bauman.
I think a lot of it has to do offensively, the Aggies struggling with zones, making the offense too overcomplicated for themselves at times. Not only Eric, but the rest of the team needs to simplify the offense, make it easier for one another, get into a flow. And once they do that, Eric is at his best when he's in a flow, passing the ball, shooting the ball. It has just felt like, since really they seen that zone against Childersburg that gave him fits, Sylacauga has been struggling offensively to get going.
starting lineups for Clay Central: Newell, Boyd, Caden Glenn, J.D. Hall, and Trendon Glenn. Silicaga and Clay Central, if you're listening on radio, the Aggies are in the dark gray road uniforms, numbers in white, uniforms trimmed in white. Clay Central in white, blue numbers trimmed in red. The Aggies will start out from our vantage point, moving left to right, Volunteers right to left. If the Vols win, you have a three-way tie atop the area standings. If the Aggies win, they are your regular season area champions. C.J. Franklin in the circle will jump it off against Taylor Boyd on a late night on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Referee will step in the circle, tell us the direction we're going, and here's your Central Alabama Community College tip-off. Tip goes in the air. Clay Central controls it in the front court. Here's J.D. Hall into the corner to Newell for three, and he knocks it down.
Little lack of communication defensively. Nobody picks up Newell off the tip. He's wide open in the corner. Of course, he's going to pull it.
Inside to Spear, an easy layup for the Aggies off a left-handed whip-around pass from Corbin Patterson. Scores 3-2. Volunteers with the lead. Boyd to Hall to Newell. Back to J.D. Hall working the top of the key. Handing it off to Caden Glenn. He'll point with his left hand and call for a screen. He'll send Taylor Boyd to the near side of the floor. 3-2. Aggies trail by one. We've played 60 seconds here at Clay Central. Into the corner to Boyd. He'll step inside of the arc. Bounce pass knocked in the air by Franklin. Boyd's going to get it back. Volunteers being patient with it about 35 seconds into this possession. It's J.D. Hall. Back out to the top to Boyd. As J.D. gets it back. Volunteers slowing it down here in the first hour.
It's almost mind-numbing to watch them run offense. They are so far out, no ball pressure. They're not going to get a five-second call. They're taking their time, and the Aggies are not a slow-paced team.
They threw it underneath, and they threw it away.
All season long and all of last season under Coach Jones, the Aggies want to get up and down. They want to be fast. Really a seven-second offense if they can.
Trendon and Glenn couldn't handle the pass. Now it's Franklin inside to Spear, spinning on the defender, and Josh Spear puts us in front 4-3.
That's huge for Silicaga. Josh Spear against Lincoln had one of his worst games of the season with Amari Bell under the rim 90% of the time. Getting him going tonight and getting him going all season long has been a recipe for success for Silicaga.
And Josh Spear's been so good. A lot of Aggies had a tough night against Lincoln, and that happens in basketball sometimes. It just happened in a tough spot for the Aggies last Thursday, but trying to make things right here on the road tonight. Out up top for the Vols is Caden Glenn. Silicaga leads it 4-3 with 5:22 to go first quarter. Hall back out to Glenn. We know the Volunteers don't want to run the floor with the Aggies for four quarters, and they're showing that to you here with Newell left wing. Glenn on the far side of the floor, back to Newell at the top. Standing in between the rings on the volleyball lines about 30 feet from the rim.
This is an offense. That's really all I can say of what Clay Central's doing right now.
If you ever needed more evidence of why shot clock needs to be mandatory in the next couple years in high school basketball, 1 through 7A, you're watching it. Basketball to the far wing. At the top to J.D. Hall. Glenn with it. J.D. Hall left wing. eventually we took it away. And then C.J. Franklin comes up with it. It's Spear, open for three. Josh, short. The rebound by Clay Central, but they caught it out of bounds, and Sylacauga will keep it.
Here, Clay Central playing as slow as you're playing. Back-to-back offensive possessions ends in turnovers. It's like football. If you're going to hold the time of possession, you can't turn the ball over and expect to win a football game, regardless if you have it 40% or 50% of the time.
The Aggies nearly turned it over. Corbin Patterson couldn't handle the inbounds pass. Clay Central is standing on the sideline. CJ fires it into the backcourt to Patterson. Josh Spear has all four for the Aggies. It's a 4-3 ball game. Under four to go here in the first quarter. Corbin, crossover. Franklin, right key three. No good. The Aggies 0-2 from beyond the arc, and the rebound for the Volunteers. Shot under the rim for the Vols, no good. Rebounded by Whetstone off the Spear. Now it's Eric O'Neill skipping it to Franklin. He'll drive. He'll hop in the air. Give it off to Eric for three, in and out. Rebound tapped in the air, controlled by J.D. Hall. And Clay Central with numbers with Hall. Dribbles to the right wing. Trendon Glenn at the top, 1 foot inside of the arc. Back to his point guard. And then a travel. Called before the shot on JT Colburn, who just checked in the game a few minutes ago for the Vols. 4-3, Aggies lead it. CJ working the wing, gives it off to Eric. Another open three for O'Neill is well short. Chases down his own miss. Puts one up off the glass. No good. The putback, though, is good. CJ Franklin in the right spot. And the Aggies doubling up the Volunteers 6-3.
Clay Central, unlike the last two teams Sylacauga's faced, playing man-to-man defense since Childersburg. When Childersburg, they lost to Sylacauga on a buzzer beater, every team has played a 2-3 zone.
Volunteers got away with a travel, and it ends up being a bucket. How do they miss that? The Aggies will bring it down on the offensive end of the floor with Franklin. CJ will work on J.D. Hall. Gets cut off. Hands it off to O'Neill. Right wing, Eric stepping in, firing a jumper off the front of the rim. Rattles around and drops in.
Huge for Eric O'Neill. He talked about it earlier, Jeremy. Eric struggling a little bit offensively these past couple of games. Seeing one go through in the first quarter does wonders for your confidence.
Underneath, a foul and one. Caden Glenn fouled by Whetstone. And Clay Central will attempt to tie it here from the free throw line. Couple new Volunteers into the game. KJ Wilson, Tristan Wilson. Whetstone will check out. KT checking in for the Aggies. Kinson Threet. Free throw, no good. Kinson chases down the board, 8-7. Corbin. Drifting across the floor. Eric calling forward, making the catch. He'll drive. Eric around the defense, left the floater short. Put back by Spear, no good. The rebound tapped around, controlled by the Vols. I thought Eric rushed it. He put a good move on the defender. That's the Vols slowing it down again. It's 8-7. They may hold for the final shot of the first quarter.
Now, I do wonder at what point Coach Jones starts increasing the ball pressure, if he ever does, with him sitting on a lead.
Hall for three, air ball, rebound, saved on the baseline, but it's right to the Aggies and C.J. Franklin. C.J. blows by the defender, makes the shot. Oh, and now they'll call a late charge on Franklin.
No, it looks like they got a block and
an and one. Did they get a block and an and one? C.J. will go to the line instead. There we go.
It looks like his and one was more of a charge.
Yeah, I thought he stuck it to us as opposed to saying the bucket counts.
A little more, bit more clarity on that would be key for some of us
around
here.
I need you to hop in there, give me the little block on the hips, and then tell me the bucket counts. So C.J. to the stripe. Franklin, good on the free throw from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Aggies by four. We'll pressure in the backcourt, and we'll force a turnover. Spear to C.J. cross court. KT in the corner to Corbin with 15 seconds, and the Aggies will slow it down. Kenson driving. Missed the shot. Why did we shoot that one? Plenty of time. No reason to rush. And at the buzzer, Clay Central, no good. And we'll go to the second quarter. Good guys on top, 11-7. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Van Sant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the second quarter. Aggies lead it 11-7. To the corner to O'Neill on the right side of the floor. The Aggies in gray. Corbin driving, stopping, elbow, pulling the jumper, missed it. Rebound, Josh Spear ripped it away, and then Josh hit from behind under the bucket, and then they knocked the ball out on Josh.
A lot of Sylacauga shots in this basketball game have felt forced. So many times they have been contested or just out of control driving to the basket. I'd like to see Sylacauga not as slow as Clay Central, but take their time offensively. There's not a shot clock. There's no reason to hook up shots when you're not in a flow.
And not as slow as the Vols. I think we can all agree on that. They had three possessions that lasted three full minutes. They're in the first quarter. Sylacauga with the lead
and with
by
all,
four.
And with all that, they had four turnovers in comparison to their 7 points.
J.D. Hall on the drive, fouled by Threet. And here you're going to get some of those whistles where you got to be thinking, how is it not a foul on the other end? And then they call that on KT to send the volunteer point guard to the free throw line.
All I'm saying is the ref had his hand up calling the foul before the shot even went up. That's all I'm saying.
Hall made the first. Here's the second. Missed the second. The Aggies didn't box out, and Clay Central gets a bucket. Like the Aggies weren't even aware that he was shooting the free throw. Left side of the floor, O'Neill. Free throw line, jump shot. Rattles in and out, no good.
Exactly what I'm talking about. It's one pass and a mid-range contested jump shot. Sylacauga struggled offensively against Lincoln. Get into an offense and run it.
With J.D. Hall gives them the lead, 12-11. CJ runs it ahead. On the drive, Franklin, the floater up and good. So a nice answer back by the Aggie point guard, C.J. Franklin. 13-12, Aggies on top, second quarter, 6-12 to go.
In the first half, Clay Central's already tried to draw three different charges when Silicon is driving to the basket. The Aggies going to be aware of that throughout this basketball game.
C.J. almost came up with a steal. They'll get it back off the Hall. He'll be guarded by Patterson. Glenn, right side of the floor. Shoot, that was Taylor Boyd. Now Hall on the drive. Gets into the chest of Corbin Patterson, and they call the foul. Made the shot. Free throw, no good. 14-13, Vols on top. CJ on the right side to Corbin at the top. Patterson with his back to the bucket, kicks it across the floor, throws it in between two Aggies and out of bounds on the sideline. There's not a lot happening for the Aggie offense.
Silicaga's had so much success going against a man-to-man defense. I do wonder if playing against the zone as much as they've had these past handful of games, if they're a little bit out of sorts running against a man now.
Newell skipping it off to J.D. Hall. Underneath, Glenn left it short. Offensive rebound. Newell with the left hand missed it. Another chance for the Vols. No, Josh Spear will clear. CJ takes it on the other end. Spear dribbling behind the back, gets it off to O'Neill. Now we'll reset the offense with 4:45 to go in the second. Eric, they'll crash on him. Lost it, got it back. Hops in the air, fires it cross court. Franklin running the baseline, back into the corner to O'Neill. Driving, O'Neill didn't finish.
Love the ball movement that possession, though. A lot better than the previous possessions. Kept moving, and it finally found Eric O'Neill. Would love to see the shot fall, but love the ball movement.
Aggies down one. Glenn off to J.D. Hall. 14-13. 4:12 to go. As Hall underneath, blocked by Kinson 3. Got it back, brings it down to the floor. Now the Vols get it back out beyond the arc. Glenn. Inside, offensive foul. That's one we needed. Good charge taken. Glenn spun right into the chest of Eric O'Neill. Trendon Glenn, senior for the Volunteers. Whetstone coming back in. Kinson 3 checks out. 3:50 to go, second quarter, it's Franklin. We're in the zero in gray, and he drops one in. C.J. Franklin, a little 10-foot jumper. Aggies back up by 1:15-14. J.D. Hall on the other side. Got underneath the bucket. Great defense by the Aggies, forcing a tough shot, a missed shot. Aggies by one. Corbin taking a screen from Spear. Stepping back. Deep two, and he buries it.
What a shot from Corbin. And a great screen from Josh Spear. Gives him just the inch of space he needed to get that jumper off.
Here's Glenn on the drive, stopping at the free throw line. Aggies heads the pass. Went for the steal. Didn't get it. And a shot no good for the Vols. Corbin brings it back up. Aggies trying to extend this three-point lead with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Patterson on the right wing. Back to the bucket. Loops around the paint. Lost his dribble. Got it back, then threw it away. Good defense for Franklin. knocked the ball out of Caden Glenn's hands, out of bounds on the baseline. Couple substitutions. JT Colburn and Tristan Wilson coming in for Clay Central. JD Hall fires it into the corner. Baseline jumper, side of the backboard, rebounded by O'Neill. A late night in Lineville, 9:07. We're just here in the second quarter. Patterson, left side, three, and it's good. Corbin Patterson puts it in.
All year, Corbin Patterson and C.J. Franklin have been the two guys for Sylacauga to make timely shots, and tonight, when the Aggies have struggled offensively, it's been both those guys hitting big shots.
Loose ball down on the floor. Oh, my goodness. There were two guys diving for it, and they call a foul on Tristan Whetstone. How about those hands for Franklin? He's knocked about seven or eight dribbles away from the Vols here in the first half. 20-14, Aggies by six. Under two to go. J.D. Hall, a nice move, but he missed the shot. He got an open look at it from point blank, just did not finish the layup.
Man, J.D. Hall has had a couple of those where he's gotten close to the basket and missed a, what you would call a bunny.
Quarterback. Most likely for the Volunteers next year's J.D. Hall. Left wing C.J. in the air to Spear for three. No. The lead stays at six. Minute 15 to go in the second. Colburn. Across the paint, J.D. Hall drifting left to right across the floor, stops at the right key and pulls it back off with 60 seconds to play here before halftime. Glenn left wing. Stopping at the left key, J.D. Hall lost the dribble, got it back, puts one up off the back iron, ripped down by Patterson, and the Aggies will run. Corbin to CJ, wide open for three. Good!
What patience from Corbin Patterson. Dribbles down the court, keeps his head up instead of running down with reckless abandon, stops himself, and finds the open shooter. What ball control from Corbin?
23-14, J.D. Hall rushed the shot. Rebound tapped in the air, controlled by the Aggies. Franklin down on the other side. He'll go up. He got fouled.
Wow.
No whistle.
Where's the whistle on that?
10 seconds to go. The Vols get it back. Hall again driving, tough shot, missed it, got his own miss, and then fires it off the window and good. And Clay Central will steal a bucket going into the locker room. 23-16 is your score as we will go to the locker room. Star Physical Therapy halftime show on the other side of this break.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union, let us cover your financial needs.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Cold.
cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. A fast-moving first half. 30 minutes ago is when they tipped it off. For reference, Alex Bauman, the girls' game lasted 2 hours and 27 minutes. So... They might get us out of here in about an hour or so. There weren't many fouls called. Neither team called a timeout. There was zero jump balls in that first half, and Clay Central held the basketball for a good majority of that half, as you saw. And if you were watching, you know what we're talking about. But Sylacauga leads at 23-16. Corbin and CJ doing a majority of the scoring outside of the first couple buckets for the Aggies that came from Josh Spear. What have you seen from this Aggie offense? It feels like with a couple of threes, they've opened up this Clay Central defense.
All year long, I feel like regardless of if Sylacauga is facing a man-to-man defense or a zone defense, whether it's a 2-3 zone or 1-3-1 or 3-2, whatever you would like to classify it as, Sylacauga's best offense has been either feeding the guy in the high post or driving in that high post general vicinity and either passing out to the three-point line or feeding the guy that's either diving to the basket or underneath the basket on the low block already. That's been their best offense all year long. And tonight when CJ made that three-pointer at the end of the half, What happened was Corbin drove immediately to that free throw line in that area, stopped, read what the defense has given him, and found CJ wide open on the three-point line. There's been a couple times tonight where some Aggies have driven to the basket or shot some shots a little bit out of control, contested, unnecessary shots. And when Silicaga is going to have success is when they're under control, taking their time, and finding the best shot and not settling for what the defense is giving them.
The Aggies defensively, hey, they're on pace to win this ball game by a score of, what, 46-32. Playing pretty well. J.D. Hall has been a problem. He's been open. He's missed a lot of shots, but they've held pretty much everyone else at bay here in the first half.
And it's going to come down to quieting J.D. Hall, but also worrying about Taylor Boyd. Against Briarwood, he hit the game-winning three-point shot to make this game matter a lot more than it does now. Silicaga has to key in on those guys, and if they key in on J.D. Hall, I think Silicaga will be in set up for a lot better success in the second half.
That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show, 23-16. Your score at the break. We'll be back with the second half on the other side of this break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Start of the second half about to come your way. 23-16 Aggies with the lead on the road. If the Aggies win, they will host the area tournament. If Clay Central wins, they will, what, they'll draw numbers out of a hat. So here we go. Clay Central will have the basketball first. On the right side of the floor in white, Glenn gets it off to J.D. Hall. Hall dribbling in between the rings. C.J. jumped the pass, nearly got the steal. As J.D. Hall will bring it back into the front court.
CJ's almost got about four or five of those steals in this game, and you wonder at what point he's going to get one and slam it. He's done it a couple times in area play.
Volunteers being patient with it as they were in the first half. Remember, they had two field goal attempts in the first 4 minutes of the game before the Aggies got off to some scoring and forced Clay Central to move a little bit quicker. Boyd going down the lane, turns it over. Eric O'Neill comes up with a loose basketball, trots it ahead into the front court. Working the right side of the floor is O'Neill. Now Franklin. Patterson, who knocked down 1-3 in the first half, has it on the left wing. Jab step, driving into the teeth of the defense, hopping in the air, getting it back off to Franklin, and the Aggies will reset it with a 7-point lead here to start the third quarter. CJ taking a screen. A contested jumper is good from 15 feet. Franklin leads off the scoring in the third.
One of those yes jump shots from C.J. Franklin. He's done that throughout his high school career, making those contested jump shots.
Newell to Taylor Boyd for three. 25-19. C.J. brings it across the Clay Central, see it midcourt. Fades to the right side of the floor. Had his pocket picked, going the other way is Newell. Into the chest of O'Neill, missed the layup. The offensive rebound, the Vols will reset it. Aggies lead it 25-19. On the drive underneath, another missed layup and a rebound and a jump ball. Boy, it looked like Tristan Whetstone was able to get that out before the whistle. They still called the jump ball. It'll be Aggie basketball with the arrow.
A little bit of a premature whistle from the ref. It's almost simultaneously when he blew the whistle, Tristan Whetstone ripped the ball away from Clay Central.
CJ, foul. Hit the shot, but the whistle already came, and Clay Central getting a little physical. That time a little too physical on Franklin. Silicaga working with a 6-point lead. O'Neill on two defenders, pulls a 3-pointer early in the possession. Volunteers on their side of the floor. Inside, Boyd, who hit the three, this time hits the two. Got in the teeth of the Aggie defense. Got one to go. 25-21. CJ to Eric. Eric down the lane to Whetstone. Into the corner for three. No good. And they'll say Josh Spear touched it last as it goes out of bounds. That was Franklin in the corner. Left the three a tad short.
Silicaga got the look they wanted. CJ wide open in the corner. Shot not falling.
Boyd, three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Newell puts it up and in. 25-23. A 7-2 run to start the third quarter for Clay Central. Under four to go in the third. Just no life in this gym tonight. Just...
Other it's 9:30 on a school night.
About as quiet as it can be. As Coach Jones called a timeout before Eric O'Neill pops in a three. We'll take one with him. 3:46 to go in the third. 25-23. Aggies with the lead.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Maybe Silicaga basketball after the timeout. With a two-point lead, Alex, what has Clay Central been able to do here to start the third quarter to get on this 7-2 run?
Taking Silicaga out of their flow, they've slowed this game down to almost a dead speed. It's almost mind-numbing to watch the way that Clay Central's playing.
Throw it away on the inbounds pass. J.D. Hall down the lane, and we're tied at 25. 2 many turnovers to start the third. The third Aggie turnover of the second half. Eric driving in the air. Missed a shot. Josh Spear couldn't get the rebound on the putback. As the Vols have just tied it up, 25-25 in the third quarter. Backdoor cut, laying good. 27-25, Vols lead it. CJ to Eric to Corbin, trying to get Tristan open down low. Couldn't get around Caden Glenn. Patterson on the right wing. Cutting across the floor, back to Eric. Aggies trail by two. O'Neal, another wild shot and a walk before the shot. Eric's just done that too many times in this game, just forcing something that doesn't need to be forced.
It's been a struggle for Eric. He's at the point where he needs to let the game come to him and not worry about it.
27-25, Vols with a two-point lead, 2 minutes to go in the third. Inside, stripped away, last touch by O'Neal on the baseline. Here comes Kenson Threed, Eric O'Neal checking out. J.D. Hall will take it for Clay Central. They'll skip it down low. Stolen. First touched by KT, taken by Franklin. Here's CJ in the corner to Patterson for three. It's short. Rebound Franklin. Got a defender in the air. Foul from behind. And we'll go to the free throw line.
Finally, it's felt like an eternity that either team has gone at the free throw line. These refs on both ends are letting them play. I'll give them that. There's been a lot of contact on both teams, though.
Franklin good on the first. A lot of fresh bodies checking in for Clay Central. They'll bring in three new ones. CJ will attempt to tie, and he does. 27-27. Aggies, been a while. So they've seen something go through the net. CJ Franklin with all four for the Aggies in the second half. Taylor Boyd off to J.D. Hall. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hall, step back, three, short, rebound, Whetstone. Good box out by Tristan, and he gets it off to Corbin Patterson. CJ pushing it ahead. Josh Spear underneath the bucket. Working the baseline, and you'll get a jump ball. As Glenn got a tie up with Spear.
It's a rough one for Josh Spear. Would have liked to see him rather than trying to work into contact of three different volunteer defenders to catch that ball and feed it back out.
...27-27, 45 seconds to go in the third. J.D. Hall getting it down low to Glenn. Turns around, misses a shot. With 30 seconds to go, how patient are the Aggies in a tie ball game in the third quarter? Looks like we'll hold for the final shot. CJ from the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound Spear. Puts it back. No good. And that is how the third quarter will end. 27-27. We'll go to the fourth quarter.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Start of the fourth quarter. We're tied at 27. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your official HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. Franklin for three. Missed the shot. Josh Spear with an offensive rebound. Got it off the floor. Corbin Patterson open in the corner. No good. Rebound. Franklin got fouled. And he goes to the floor hard down on the baseline. Oh, CJ's going to pop up.
Can't lose CJ. So many games this year, he's been the guy that's made those big shots.
CJ gets it into KT. Now it's Corbin. The Yankees need somebody. We scored 4 points in the third quarter. They all came from Franklin.
Clay Central's taking Sylacauga out of the rhythm completely.
Too many turnovers in the second half. Corbin threw that one away. J.D. Hall inside to Glenn. And he got around the defense but missed a shot. And then a jump ball. After Spear got the rebound, again a quick whistle to give him a jump ball. They'll keep possession in a tie game with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Stolen by Whetstone on the inbounds. Heads up play for Tristan. CJ to Corbin at the top. Trying to get around Wilson. He can. He'll pull it back off. Here's Here's KT. Where's KT going with that? He got tipped.
KT caught himself in the air. Coach has always said, if you're going to jump in there, you better have a plan with you doing with the basketball, whether it's passing it to someone open or shooting a shot. KT goes up in the air with absolutely no plan.
So Eric O'Neill coming back in. C.J. Franklin to inbound. Gets it into the corner to Corbin. Driving. Back to Franklin. C.J. to Patterson. Heck, he's just... haven't had many looks inside, as this is a baseline drive to Franklin, and they'll say it's touched last. By Clay Central, a favorable call for the Aggies will give us another chance down here on this end of the floor. Eric with it on the right wing. Corbin to Whetstone in the corner to CJ. Driving Franklin underneath. Took it right to the rim and got it to drop. 29-27. Aggies back up.
Needed to. When Silicon, when they can't get something to fall, when it feels like offense is such a struggle, CJ Franklin comes through and gives the Aggies the lead.
Right back on the other side. We went for the steal instead of sealing in between the player in the rim, 29-29. Remember, the Vols outscored us 11-4 in the third quarter. That's how we sit here. That's such a low score here in the fourth. Franklin up top. CJ crossing over, firing cross court. Patterson open, missed it. Rebound, CJ lost it off his foot, out of bounds. That's a tough miss. Wide open and missed everything. Especially for a guy who's been as good from deep as Corbin Patterson has been this season. All working it ahead to Boyd. Boyd to Caden Glenn. Tied at 29 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Driving. Hall fouled, missed the shot, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Offensively, someone besides C.J. Franklin's going to have to step up. C.J. Franklin with all 6 points in the second half, whether it's Eric or Corbin or Josh, K.T. Whetstone, whoever, someone needs to provide a spark offensively to take the pressure off C.J. Franklin.
Just haven't had many open looks. They missed the first free throw, still tied at 29. I mean, something's happened over the last couple games where the interior offensive game for the Aggies has just been taken away by pretty much every team we've played. So Wakaga gives up an offensive rebound on two missed free throws. The second time tonight we haven't boxed out on the free throw line. 4:42 to go. That's a charge all day. Is it? Yes, it is. Josh Spear, I think he didn't even know he was taking it. They hopped right into his belly. That's Coach Joel Jones. I'm going to take a timeout. I like this. 30-second timeout. We'll be back. 29-29, your score. 4:34 to go in the fourth quarter.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
29-29 after the timeout. Silicaga with the basketball. We're tied with the Clay Central Volunteers late on a Tuesday night. C.J. Franklin has all of the Aggie points in the second half. four in the third, two in the fourth, rather. CJ open for three at the top, knocks it down. CJ Franklin.
Huge from CJ Franklin. We've needed some offense in the second half, and CJ himself has been the entire offense.
32-29, CJ heads the pass, got a hand on it. Open three from the corner. It's up. It's short, an offensive rebound. Clay Central has it, and then did they step out of bounds? Yes, they did. They stepped on the baseline, and that'll give us the basketball. Well, a chance to go up two possessions with the way the scoring has happened here in the second half, Alex. Feels pretty big.
Even a single point is at a premium right now. Silicaga getting to the free throw line, being 3-for-3 from that, is huge. Coach Central struggle from the free throw line.
CJ hopping down the lane. Has it in the corner after the return pass. Franklin to Spear. Man, Glenn has taken away the lane tonight. Spear, no room, and the Aggies going to be patient with a three-point lead. 32-29, Patterson gives it to CJ. Who's calling for it? Franklin working on the defender. Colburn threw it away. Aggies got it back. Josh working on the defender. Got around the defender. And finally, somebody other than C.J. Franklin scores here in the second half. 34-29.
I know offensively Silicaga has found success the past couple of possessions. There's just too much standing around of the people that don't have the ball in their hand. Well, if you don't have the ball in your hand in a man-to-man defense, it's got to be some backdoor cuts and some off-ball screens.
Colburn driving, kicking, three for the Vols. No good. Rebounded by Whetstone. Missed shot by Caden Glenn, and the Aggies can extend the lead here. We're up by five with 2:26 to go. And Coach Joel Jones will call another timeout. We'll take 1-2. 34-29, Aggies on top late in the fourth quarter.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Back after a timeout, it'll be Aggie basketball, 34-29. Corbin Patterson takes it in, and did we call another timeout? Or did they call a timeout before we inbounded?
I'm confused what. I guess we called back-to-back timeouts.
I guess we wanted a full, so we called 2:30s. Well, there you go. I don't know. So the Aggies huddled up again. What's Coach Jones telling the guys here? I think he's number one. Possessions are at a premium. You don't want to turn the ball over this late in the game and give up any free points.
If I was Coach Jones, I'd be telling my guys, take care of the basketball, run the offense, be smart with the basketball, don't force a shot like they've done a couple of times tonight, don't throw the ball into a lane that doesn't need to be thrown into, pass to the open guy. And I can't emphasize this enough. Move without the basketball. The Aggies, these past few possessions, it's been a lot of watching the ball handler dribble, 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 dribble. And 8 to 9 times out of 10, CJ Franklin, who's had the ball, is going to beat you off the dribble. But when you get in these type of games, you got to have some off-ball movement to have success.
CJ with it with 2:07 to go in the fourth. Hands it off to Patterson. He'll be guarded by J.D. Hall. Corbin working a few jab steps, not on a 5-second count. Now the count will start. Corbin driving in, pulling it back off of the 5-point lead. It's O'Neal. Eric to CJ. Aggies working this clock down. We know in a free throw situation they're going to want CJ at the line, and they do commit a foul here. They did foul Franklin. But the problem is that is only the third foul on Clay Central here in the fourth quarter. Now they're going to call the timeout with a minute 41 to go. We'll take 1-2. 34-29, Aggies lead it. 1:41 to go, fourth quarter.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Aggies trying to hold on and become your regular season area champs. Aggies get it into the backcourt to Patterson. Sarai McMillan in the game for the Aggies. Corbin with a minute 36 to go. Driving past the defense. Gets it to Franklin with 90 seconds on the clock. CJ picking up his dribble, firing it cross court, and we threw it away.
CJ picked up his dribble. He's dead. Has to throw the ball away to avoid a trap. In a situation like this, if you're CJ Franklin, you cannot pick up your dribble. You make yourself a sitting duck for the defense.
Boyd at the top. Now it's Glenn. Boyd, step back, three. Missed it. Rebounded by Josh Spear with a minute to play. CJ into the front court, picked up his dribble again. Hands it off to O'Neal. O'Neal got fouled. What a late whistle.
I know we're in Lineville.
How did this guy right here in front of us not make the call, and it came all the way from across the floor?
I know we're in Lineville, but we're not playing tackle football, Jeremy.
It's the fourth foul on Clay Central. We fire it into the backcourt. It'll be Corbin Patterson. And they foul him, and to the free throw line we go. Senior at the line, hits the first, and that one is huge. It's a six-point game. 35-29. What a game. What a game. Corbin missed the second. That one could have been bigger. Volunteers not working quickly. They're down by six. They almost turned it over, and they did. We get it to Franklin. 35-29, your score. CJ in the backcourt is fouled. And you got to think one free throw out of two made here really puts Clay Central in a tough spot.
Clay Central all night long. They've attempted to slow down the game, done this and that. But time and time again, their turnovers have cost them. In that first half, or in that first quarter, they had 7 points but four turnovers.
Yeah, CJ barely hit the rim there. You know, Sylacauga wins this game is funny. These two teams are going to match up in the – well, maybe not. It could be Briarwood and Clay Central in that first round. And CJ missed them both. Rebound fought for, down on the floor, ends up out of bounds, and it's going to be – should be Aggie basketball, and it is.
What hustle from Sarayan McMillan off the miss. Gives the extra effort to get the rebound.
Sylacauga inbounds it. It's Patterson, and he is fouled. And if you make a free throw, the game is pretty much over here.
Easier said than done for these Aggies. They shot it well against Mumford. Really was a difference in that basketball game for the Aggies. All season long, it's been a struggle. Around 50% as a team.
Patterson's first, no good. We've missed four in a row. Patterson gets the second. 36-29. Three ball up for them. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Clay Central has it. Down three possessions with 14 seconds. Caden Glenn set to inbound. Aggies tip it away. Clock counting. And then they traveled.
It's almost like
he thought it was a backcourt.
Taylor Boyd thought it was a backcourt.
This one's all but over. Just waiting on the buzzer. Silicaga will be your regular season area champions. They will host the area tournament. Clay Central will watch us dribble out the clock as Silicaga's going to get the win. Final score, 36-29 over the Clay Central Volunteers. And that'll do it.
Held the Vols to 2 points in the fourth quarter.
What a fourth quarter defensive set for the Aggies. We'll take a quick break. Start Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the other side.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Aggies get the win over Clay Central tonight. Alex Baum is a defensive slugfest here in the, especially the second half, but maybe even more so throughout the entirety of the ball game. 36-29, Aggies with the win.
Clay Central made Silicaga play their basketball game. They slowed the pace of the game down to almost a crawl. And Silicaga, that's not their basketball game. They love to get up and down the court, force turnovers, speed you up, run almost a 7-second offense. They don't like having these minute-long offensive possessions that Clay Central did almost the entirety of this basketball game. What it came down to for Clay Central was they turned the ball over in the most untimely situations, and Silicaga had a guy in C.J. Franklin score 21 points, 21 of the 36 points for Silicaga. He came up huge. He's come up huge all season long. Can't ignore what C.J. Franklin has done for this team.
Boy, the Aggies with a big win, 36-29. It was definitely C.J. in the second half. But I tell you what, man, this Aggie defense, when it plays like this, they're not going to lose many games. Offensively, what did you like, what did you not like, and how did the Aggies, you know, get a little bit better?
Offensively, I like when C.J. Franklin took over the basketball game and he realized the offense was a bit of a struggle for Silicaga. But when they're playing in this man defense, there was a lot of standing around and watching guys like C.J. Franklin and like Corbin Patterson and like Eric O'Neill dribble the basketball. When you're playing a man-to-man defense, there has to be more off-ball screens, more off-ball movement. It can't be, let's watch somebody dribble the air out of the basketball. You have to make the man defense move and work to create open shots for not only the ball handler, but for people diving to the basket and even three-point shooters.
Boy, Silicaga again, winners 36-29 over the Volunteers of Clay Central. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.